Hare Krishna. Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Rai. Now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beginning to ask Ramananda Rai questions, and Ramananda Rai, being empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, begins his responses. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Ramananda Rai, recite a verse from the revealed scriptures concerning the ultimate goal of life. Ramananda replied, if one executes the prescribed duties of his social position, he awakens his original Krishna consciousness. We'll read from Srila Prabhupada's purport, the last paragraph. Human society should be divided into four divisions, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra, and everyone should always engage in his occupational duty. The Lord says that those engaged in their occupational duty can attain perfection simply by rendering loving devotional service to the Lord while executing their particular duty. Actually, the modern ideal of a classless society can be introduced only by Krishna consciousness. Let men perform their occupational duty and let them give their profits to the service of the Lord. In other words, one can attain the perfection of life by discharging one's occupational duty and employing the results in the service of the Lord. This method is confirmed by great personalities like Bodhayan, Tanka, Jamida, Guhadev, Karpati, and Bharuchi, and is also confirmed by the Vedanta Sutra. And then Ramananda Rai quotes a Shastric verse. Vanashrama Charavata Purushena Parapumam Vishnur Aradhyate Panta Nanyata Toshakarana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of vana and ashrama. There is no other way to satisfy the personality of Godhead. One must be situated in the institution of the four vanas and ashramas. Next verse begins with the Lord's reply to Ramananda's rise. Citation and his answer. He says, Prabhu kahe eho bhaya age kahe ar. Rai kahe Krishna kamar panasarva sadhyasar. The Lord replied, this is external. You had better tell me of some other means. And Ramananda replied, to offer the results of one's activities to Krishna is the essence of all perfection. And Ramananda Roy quotes the Bhagavad Gita. Yat karosi rashnasi, yat juhosi dadasiyat, tat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurusva manarpanam. Ramananda Roy continued, my dear son of Kunti, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer in sacrifice, whatever you give in charity, and whatever austerities you perform, all the results of such activities should be offered to me, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here is from Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu belonged to the spiritual world, and his methods for propagating the Sankirtan movement are also imported from the spiritual world. Srila Narottama Das Thakur has sung, Golokera Prema Dana Hari Nama Sankirtana Rati na janmilo kene tai. This states that the Sankirtan movement has nothing to do with this material world. It is imported from the spiritual world. Goloka Vrindavana. Narottama Das Thakur laments that mundane people do not take this Sankirtan movement seriously. Considering the position of devotional service and the Sankirtan movement, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deem the system of Vanashrama Dharma to be material, although it aims at elevation to the spiritual platform. However, the Sankirtan movement can raise one immediately to the spiritual platform. Consequently, It is said that Vanasama Dhamma is external, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Roy to proceed deeper into the matter and uncover the spiritual platform. The next text. Prabhu Kahi, Eho Baya Age Kaheyar. This is also external, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Please proceed. Please proceed and speak further on this matter. Rai Kahe Swadharma Tyag E Sadhyasar. Ramananda Roy replied, to give up one's occupational duties in the Vanashrama system is the essence of perfection. We'll read Srila Prabhupada's purport. A Brahmana may renounce his family and accept sannyas. Others, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, may also give up their families and take to Krishna consciousness. Such renunciation is called karma tyag. By such renunciation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is satisfied. In contrast, the process of renouncing the results of one's activities by offering these results to Krishna is not considered uncontaminated because, although such a process implies that one recognizes Krishna as the Supreme Person, it still involves one in activities on the material platform. Since such activities are within the material universe, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered them external. To correct this, Ramananda Roy recommended that one take up the renounced order of life in order to transcend material activities. This is supported by the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11.11.32. Ramananda Roy continued, occupational duties are described in the religious scriptures. If one analyzes them, he can fully understand their qualities and faults and then give them up completely to render service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a person is considered a first-class man, as stated in the scriptures. Sarvadhammam pratyaja mamekam sharanam vaja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishami masucha. After giving up all kinds of religious and occupational duties, if you come to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and take shelter, I will give you protection from all of life's sinful reactions. Do not worry. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this connection, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami instructs in his book Mana Shiksha, Nadharmam Nadharmam Shutigana Naraktam Kilakuru Raje Radha Krishna Prachoda Paricharyamiha Tanu. He has thus enjoined that we should not perform religious or irreligious activities as prescribed in the Vedas. The best course is to engage always in the service of Lord Krishna and Radharani. That is the perfection of everything in this life. Similarly, in Srimad Bhagavatam 4.29.46, it is said by Narada Muni, Yada Yasya anu grinanti bhagavan atmabhavita sajahati matim loke veda cha parinishtitam. When one actually takes to the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gives up all duties in the material world, as well as all duties prescribed by the Vedic literatures. In this way, one is fixed in the service of the Lord. Yet, even after this is explained, the renunciation of all duties, sarvadhammam pratyaja, mamekam sharanam vraja, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies, Eho bhaya age kahiyar. And then Ramananda Roy, he says, Jnana misra bhakti sadhyasa. After hearing Ramananda Roy speaking this way about renunciation of one's duties and surrender, Lord Sri Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again rejected his statement and said, go ahead and say something more. Ramananda Roy then replied, devotional service mixed with empiric knowledge is the essence of perfection. Here's some part of Prabhupada's purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proclaims, all of them, meaning all places in the material world, to be external. In Brahmaloka and Virajanadi, one cannot conceive of the Vaikuntha Lokas. Brahmaloka and Virajanadi are also attained after difficult austerities, but in these realms, there is no understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His transcendental loving service. Without such spiritual knowledge, simple detachment from material conditions is but another side of material existence. From the spiritual point of view, it is all external. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected this proposal, Ramananda Roy suggested that devotional service based on philosophy and logic is a more advanced position. He therefore quoted the following verse from Bhagavad Gita 18:54, and that's the next verse that Ramananda Roy quotes. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochati Nakangshati Samasaveshu Bhuteshu Mat Bhaktim Labhate Param. According to the Bhagavad Gita, one who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed towards every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. Here's Srila Prabhupada's short purport. In this verse from the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that a person who accepts the theory of monism, being always engaged in empiric philosophical discussion about spiritual life, becomes joyful and is relieved from all material lamentation and hankering. At that stage, one is equipoised. He sees all living entities as spiritual beings. After attaining this elevated stage, one can attain pure devotional service. The conclusion is that devotional service mixed with ritualistic fruit activities is inferior to spiritual service based on empiric philosophical discussion. But yet, Mahaprabhu, as usual, rejected this proposal of Ramananda Roy, considering it to be external devotional service. He again asked Ramananda Roy to speak further, and Ramananda Roy replied, "Pure devotional service without any touch of speculative knowledge is the essence of perfection." We'll read from Srila Prabhupada's purport. Until one comes to the stage of actually understanding one's eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, he cannot enter into spiritual life. Spiritual life means becoming detached from material life and engaging in the loving service of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore asked Ramananda Roy to explain something transcendental to devotional service mixed with speculative knowledge. A pure devotee is completely surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna, of the Lord, and only by his love does he conquer Krishna, who cannot be conquered by anyone. Krishna always stands victorious over everything. No one can conquer him. One can attain the stage of pure devotion simply by fully surrendering. This is next corroborated by Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.3, wherein Lord Brahma, defeated by the potency of Sri Krishna, fully surrendered unto the Lord. And here is the verse. Gyane prayasam uropasyanamanta eva jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiyavartam stane stita shudhikatam tanovan manobir ye priyaso ajita jito tyasitas trilokyam. Ramananda Roy continued, "My dear Lord, those devotees who have thrown away the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth and have therefore abandoned discussing empirical philosophical truths should hear from self-realized devotees about your holy name, form, pastimes, and qualities. They should completely follow the principles of devotional service and remain free from illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and animal slaughter. Surrendering themselves fully with body, words, and mind, they can live in any ashram or social status. Indeed, you are conquered by such persons, although you are always unconquerable." And to this, at this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhu Kahe, Eho Baya Agi Kahaar. This is all right, but still you can speak more on the subject. And Ramananda Roy replied, ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the essence of all perfection. And we shall end here, and very soon, Krishna willing, we shall continue with this verse again and some of Srila Prabhupada's purport. Hare Krishna.